This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. If you live in Jefferson County and you're a sewer customer, you may be seeing an increase in your bill come November. The county commission wants to raise rates to help Jefferson County exit bankruptcy. Some argue this is what's needed to help Jefferson County, and others say it's unfairly placing the burden on the people. Here to weigh in is Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, how much exactly can people expect their sewer bills to increase?
Typical bill is going to go up about 13% for your monthly bill. That's going to come in the form of a $5 increase in the base fee. The base fee is kind of like, you know, when you sign up for your cell phone plan, there's all those other little fees that come along so that your $100 plan turns into a $120 plan. Well, this is, you know, one of those type of fees. And, you know, the scary thing about this, though, is that 6 weeks ago or last month, Jefferson County announced that it had reached this deal with its creditors. And part of this deal was a schedule of rate increases based on, you know, what their assumptions were about future consumption, about future revenue for the sewer system, projected out over 40 years. And 6 weeks later, after they get into this deal, they come back and say, well, we kind of got something wrong. And to make up this difference, because they're blaming, you know, right now they say they have a shortfall in revenue that's because of a shortfall of consumption because it's rained a lot and people aren't using water and the sewer rates are based upon water consumption. We're going to have to bump this up a little bit more to get this deal done. You know, also interest rates are moving at the same time. And, you know, the scary thing here, though, is if they can't predict 6 weeks out or 8 weeks out what's going to happen, how are they projecting out 10, 20, 30, 40 years over the course of this debt, what their capital expenditures are going to be, what their typical revenues are going to be to make this deal work?
No one wants to pay more when it comes to bills, but is there any potential for this having a benefit for Jefferson County exiting bankruptcy in the long run?
Well, I mean, if it keeps the deal together, but it shows just how fragile this deal is that they've reached with Wall Street. And yes, interest rates have fluctuated. They're going to fluctuate more for the next 6 months when they get to, you know, where they hope to be able to get out of bankruptcy by the end of this year. You know, there's no telling where we're going to be. And it's, you know, you have to ask right now whether or not this commission, the bankruptcy lawyers, other specialists they've brought in to advise them, really know where we're going to be either.
What can people do in Jefferson County about this? I mean, is there any resources that we have available if this is clearly an interest that's not best for the community?
Well, an open question right now is whether or not the county commission is really looking out for the ratepayers. You know, there's this whole question of reasonableness. It's against the law in Alabama to raise sewer rates beyond what are reasonable. Now, how do you define what reasonable is? Well, that could get litigated later after all this is done, which could put us right back in if the courts say this is not reasonable. So it's really up to the commissioners right now to determine what is reasonable. We have the second highest sewer rates in the country after Atlanta. If you're not happy about this, let your commissioners know about it. But otherwise, there's really not a lot that anybody can do.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.